It's Friday, the 10th of July. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. Gauteng, the richest province in South Africa, has become the epicentre of the country's coronavirus outbreak. Just under 225,000 cases of COVID-19 have now been reported in South Africa, with more than 75,000 of these in Gauteng and 73,000 of those in the Western Cape. The Western Cape still has the highest number of deaths, with more than 2,000 people reported as having died of COVID-19. In Gauteng, about 480 people have been registered as dying of COVID-19. South Africa's manufacturing output fell just under 50% year-on-year in April, after contracting by a revised 5.5% in March. That's according to the Statistics Agency, which says that factory production was down by just over 44% in April month-on-month and declined by just under 17% in the 3 months to the end of April. The Financial Sector Conduct Authority has launched an urgent application in the High Court to liquidate JP Markets. It argues that JP Markets has contravened financial sector laws, including it has run an unlicensed over-the-counter derivatives provider business. All ODP providers need to be licensed by the FSCA. And in another action, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority has issued a statement saying it is concerned about the behavior of some insurers who are deliberately avoiding paying business interruption claims where no grounds exist to do so. The authority says that the lockdown cannot be used by any insurer as grounds to reject a claim. It says that such conduct goes against the principles of treating customers fairly and breaks down confidence and trust in the insurance sector. It says it has spoken to insurers and will take action against those that do not treat their customers fairly. It says that one of the key principles underlying the Twin Peaks reforms is that of treating customers fairly, where products are designed to meet customers' needs, are sold in such a way that customers understand what they are buying, and unfair barriers such as fine print or unfair proof of claims are not put in the way of customers exercising their rights in terms of those policies. For more on the business interruption scandal, do go to biznews.com, where you will see a whole range of interviews on the topic. Finally, a look at how stocks were trading. At the end of the close on Thursday, Nedcor was the best performer, gaining about 4.5%. Leading stocks down was Hammerson, which shed about 7.5% of its value by the end of the trading session. Late on Thursday, R16.92 would get you $1, R21.33 would buy you £1, while R19.12 was trading for €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.